Hey everyone. Today I'm going to talk about meaningful work. It's a little bit of a departure from the normal podcasts, but I think it is important in terms of any business, including manufacturing businesses. Welcome to the Manufacture Houston podcast, where Houston's manufacturers come to share, learn, and grow. Brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. So what is meaningful work? Well, let's step back and think about this in terms of what's happening around the world. The world is definitely changing. I think that the world is now gravitating towards individual creators. We've come through a period of almost every product feeling the same, looking the same, being the same, frankly. And I think it's left us somewhat lacking and somewhat wanting. I think this is also true in the industrial world. It's just not, you know, developing the same product over and over again in the consumer world. It's what seems like the same or similar products in the industrial world. So I think there's a push towards more individual creation. That's what we seem to be looking for, and that's what I think the world is about, just beginning to value now, and it will increasingly value individual creation more above, I think, just about anything. So what does this mean? I think that the internet in many ways has enabled a global reach for individual creators. And yeah, the internet has done a lot of things, not everything good. But one of the great things that it's done is that it's empowered the individual in such a way that the individual's never been empowered before in our history, as far as we know. What do I mean by that? I mean that you could be an individual creator, and via the power of the internet, you can now reach thousands or tens of thousands or maybe even millions or billions of people around the world with your individual creation. That didn't exist before what today's internet can do. In fact, there's a really interesting article that I think is worth reading by anyone. It's called 1,000 True Fans by Kevin Kelly. And I've quoted this article many times to lots of different people. And I think it's a great way of thinking about the value of creators. And in Kevin Kelly's article, he specifically talks about how an individual creator just needs about 1,000 true fans in order to create a living and create enough income that allows that person to live. Now, the actual number might be 100 or maybe 2,000, but it's not tens of thousands. Even though the internet allows you to reach as many people as you want, what it really does, what it also does, it allows you to figure out your ideal customer and reach just that person no matter where they live. So Kevin Kelly talks a lot about this concept of a true fan, which is who is going to love what you do no matter what you produce, that they're always going to buy what you make. And you don't need millions of those kinds of people in order to grow yourself as an individual creator, or even to grow a business. And I think one of the things that you've got to sort of put out of your mind as you think about things this way is that you don't think about growth. You don't think about becoming a big company or massive company. That happens, that's great. But what you really think about is being great for your ideal customers, whoever they may be. And that will determine how big you get as a business. But no matter what, if you focus on your ideal customer and producing something great for them, creating something great for them, your business will grow naturally. The next concept in this area is a bit controversial, I think, not to me anyway, which is that I think that creation is king. And so I've heard the expression, well, nothing happens until you sell it. And I get it, and I've used it, but I think the reality is that nothing really happens until it's first created. And so here's an example for you to think about. So let's say you're a farmer and you want to sell your red apples that you've grown. What's more important? What has to happen first? Is it that you've got to sell those apples, or do you have to grow those apples? Do you have to do everything that's necessary to grow those apples? I would contend that the most important thing is to first grow those apples. And yeah, you can say, well, I can sell those apples ahead of time and, somehow deliver them in the future. I get that. And, that's a sort of a commercial thing. But at the end of the day, you've got to deliver those apples. So the apples, the growing of the thing, the creation of the thing is the most important. And I think about where to spend our time in alchemy. We do spend time on marketing and sales, but frankly, 80% of our time is on creating a business that we hope our customers value. And 20% is really telling the world about it. And, I think that's going to produce the right kind of growth for us over time. So what does this idea of meaningful work and valuing creators mean for companies? If you're an individual, okay, it might mean something, but how do you build a business with this in mind? And is it even possible? I think it is. It's not just possible. I think it's the right thing to do. So the way we think about it at Alchemy is that we want every person that works for us to be able to create in their own individual way. And so, frankly, that means a lot of things as Alchemy CEO for me. It really means more than anything else, getting out of their way. I think that quite often leaders get in the way of things. And I know I've done this. I've made too many decisions. I've created too many rules and inadvertently created a bureaucracy that has stifled creativity. I think the role of a leader in this century is to liberate creativity. And sort of ironically, that means doing less, having fewer rules. It doesn't mean you have zero rules. You've got to have rules because the business has to remain within the bounds of whatever legal framework you need to stay within. There's other sort of ethical requirements, customer requirements, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you really want an environment that promotes creativity within your business. It means finding the right kind of people and giving them room to create. One of the things that Andrew and I talk a lot about with Alchemy is that our job is to determine the what and the who, but not the how. The how is up to the individual person. Our job is to figure out what we're going to do and who we want in our team, and then the rest of it is up to them. And quite often, if you find the right people, you make the right who decisions, they'll also help you with the what. They'll help you determine what needs to be made. So I think it's a big shift in organization of firms in terms of honoring creators. I'm honestly not sure yet if you can do this at scale. There's a few examples out there like Apple and all the other companies, a few other companies that we all talk about in terms of being creative, but I actually think it remains to be seen if they can continue to be creative at scale. It is possible that this idea of a creative firm has a size limit. I don't know yet. We'll see how that plays out. I think the other impact of creative work or meaningful work in a context of a company is that the middleman is increasingly being destroyed. The middleman is anything, whether it's another business or a process or whatever, even a platform that stands in between you and the end customer. I deeply believe that this is sort of a big battle taking place right now. I think middlemen businesses like pure distribution businesses that don't add much value rely on lack of information, and that's what they use to sort of create pricing power. But the internet is blowing that apart. It's really difficult to keep a system opaque. Things are becoming more transparent. So that means that your end customers are going to know a lot about your business, even if there's a middleman between you and that end customer. So I think my guidance there is don't be a middleman business unless you create a tremendous amount of value. I think there are value creation opportunities for straight distribution businesses. You can help to educate customers. You can help to deliver things quicker to them. You can provide different levels of service, but if you just count on just being a straight distributor and a sort of a holder of information that your customer can't get, then I think you're going to be out of business. And as an OEM or as a manufacturer, I think it's wise to think about how you can directly interact with your customers. So the destruction of the middleman. The final thing that I've been thinking about in this area of a creative business or meaningful work is that ultimately, I do think it's about culture, and culture, I think, begins with us as leaders of businesses. And a business is a tremendous opportunity to express yourself and express your creative spirit and to create a culture from yourself and the decisions that you make. It's actually a great honor that we have as leaders to do this. And so developing a culture of creativity, it must come from us as leaders. We have to be creatives in our own right. And I think there's no need to overthink being a creative. It doesn't mean that you're painting masterpieces or singing or whatever the case might be, ways that we sort of traditionally define creativity. Creativity is simple, which it's the ability to create something. And to create something that either doesn't exist or something that is tremendously better than what exists. And this can happen anywhere. It could be in the way that businesses operate, processes, communications, the product, et cetera. But it has to come from us as leaders. So there's a lot more thoughts that I have on meaningful work. And they're not really assembled in my head yet. So, but I want to think about this more, and be able to share it with each of you as time goes by. As always, reach out if you have any questions or comments. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks.
This has been the Manufacture Houston podcast, brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com.
If you'd like to be on the show or want to recommend someone to get on the show, just reach out to me on LinkedIn. MUSHKHAN. Mushkan. I look forward to hearing from you.